Hey folks, it's Marvin Cash, the host of the Articulate Fly. We're back with another East Tennessee Fishing Report with Ellis Ward. Ellis, how are you?
I am doing well, Marv. How are you?
As always, just trying to stay out of trouble. And, you know, as I always do, getting ready for these things, I looked at your weather and, I mean, you're going to get a kind of a gully washer of rain, but then you're going to have some really nice temperatures like 70s, maybe bumping into the 80s in the next 10 days or so. I imagine dry fly action is right around the corner.
Yeah, I feel like my doing well, Marv, how are you, was a little more effusive than normal. Been out on the lower Watauga, well, generally a few days a week anyhow, but really just with my eye, had a great day fishing last week with a good friend of mine. He caught a couple nice fish, and I was a little cranky. It was kind of like not a good day of fishing for me because I was really excited to start seeing more caddis movement. And just because it was kind of cold, windy, water was off color, and still super early. So that has, in the last 4 or 5 days, started, and really the last 2 or 3, it's very much heading towards peak. It'll get flowed a little bit. We have 45 mile an hour gusts almost all day forecasted for tomorrow, and kind of similar for Friday along with some rain. So I will still be out, and we will see what happens, but bugs typically, it's an interesting one because it's also low pressure, so I will have to report back on that. It's actually going to be in the 70s tomorrow, but yeah, we're there, man. For anyone listening, a couple days, we're there.
Yeah, and the important thing is to remember to cast under the wind.
Yeah, exactly, with a 5-weight and 10-foot leader, just give that nice little extra double haul on the way in, and yeah, you'll sneak right under there.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, I know while you're excited for dry flies, you know, your heart is fishing streamers. I would imagine your streamer bite's probably been pretty good too.
Yeah. You know, it just goes as the streamer bite does, and somewhat fits and starts. For the last couple of weeks, it's been low water on both rivers, which, you know, I dedicated so much time to figuring out how to make it viable to be streamer fishing in all conditions on both rivers. And what it comes down to is just, it's going to spots, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but it's a little more focused, and I don't know, it takes, you know, when you have big water and you're just cruising along, and you know, maybe the water's a little off, and you get some intermittent hatches, because the hatch activity is also, if you think about like the shape of the river and what dry fly shells are and tail outs and all that, when it's really low water, things become very defined. So the fishing can be streamer fishing, dry fly fishing can be great. And even nymphing in those conditions, it's like, well, they're obviously not in that 4 inches of water right there, maybe in that 6 inches of water. And, you know, this plunge pool over here with some juicy log jams behind it, it's the place that we're going to be fishing. So, yeah, like you said, with the rain coming in, we've had a couple pushes that has kept the major tributary of the Watauga, the Doe River, pushing some good water. But, you know, I do love dry fly fishing, and I put a post up a few weeks ago. It's just, I don't know if it's because there's so many people that put up like macro pictures of flies that just look so incredible. Or if it's some sort of differentiating, you know, not everyone does what I do, but not everyone does what I do with the dry fly stuff as well. And it's, that is one, the caddis hatch in particular, and a few other bugs, and sort of my knowledge of these seasons. And if it were up to me, I'm not going to say 50-50. I'd probably like 60-40, 70-30 streamer fishing, but I like to stop and hit risers, and have developed a pretty good map where they're going to be and what they're going to be over the years.
Yeah, there you go. I got a question for you too. You know, because as it warms up, that also means more people are going to be on the water. You got the tubers, the rafters, and more fishermen. And Brenner wanted to get your thoughts on, you know, pattern suggestions when trout start to get more heavily pressured.
Yeah, so I would say that this is, there's so many cliches are about to come out of my face. The what I think you should focus on the most when things, I don't know, feel not great is whatever your confidence pattern is. And that's, you know, a reason why I have people fishing the white dungeon. And if they can get the strip cadence down and understand the casting, the drunken disorderly, and, you know, certain other subset of people, the swim bug, something that you are looking at that's making your brain go, wow, that's about to get eaten. That's about to get eaten. That's every single time you're stripping and killing and stripping and killing, you're ready for it to get eaten, because that gives you an extra 2 or 3 feet on your cast. And within that 2 or 3 feet, you're just focused. Those 2 or 3 feet aren't just farther, they're more accurate. They're getting next to that log jam, not 4 feet from it, they're getting 8 inches from it. And so I don't want to say it's totally pattern agnostic, but man, I think that external factors like weather, barometric pressure, you know, what the seasonality of the river, what type of baits moving around, cloud cover, clarity, water column, all that stuff is probably going to play in a little more. But, you know, that said, over the summer when we're getting, you know, 10, 15, 20 boats just within a section on the tailwater, I mean, 40 boats per river or more, I'm fishing, you know, 2 to 10, getting that last light window and starting as late as possible. And man, fishing low water around a bunch of boats under blue skies, you take the boats away, it's still going to be a tough sell. So a couple other things just to add on to that. Just when you're thinking about pattern and if what you are doing is not working, and I'll throw out one somewhat counterintuitive, but I don't know, some to change things up. Going higher in the water column and something with a more pronounced kill. And that's really where my swim bug came into play, trying to get over log jams and weed beds and stuff. And it's, you know, step cousin twice removed to the drunk. Something with neutral buoyancy or a lot of friction in the head that's going to give you that side to side dog walk, and it's going to sit a little higher in the water column, because brown trout is, you know, my experience, observations, I have not had the opportunity to speak to one, but they're coming from below and they're eating from the belly, and when they're being wary, they're not chasing the thing out, they're not stalking it, they may stalk it from a distance and wait for their opportunity, and then they're going to come and absolutely smash it. You'll get the occasional, you know, come from behind, kind of like a musky follow. But throughout that process, you need to be able to control your fly. And we talked about this, you know, months ago with trying to convert those follows in eats. And I, you know, general rule is shorter and faster. So a fly that you can get more of those different triggers, be it an up and down, be it a side to side, be it stop, speed. So some of the hair bugs provide all of those things. They require more from the angler, but their ceiling is much higher. And then last complete cliche is don't be afraid to go super small. And it's way less exciting. And for me, honestly, it takes away a lot of the visual fun of streamer fishing, especially as a tire, seeing the dynamics of something that I've constructed. But yeah, going real small, like a clouser, or, you know, having fun doing like a little micro game changer, two handing that stuff across places that people aren't really pressuring. I've seen some large fish and had some heartbreaks on really tough days. Just saying, you know what? I've been fishing the right side so much, and I know there's good fish over there, but whatever. This day has sucked. Let's go left. I fished that one like last year, and I watched someone pull out a complete stud that surprised both of us, didn't make it in the boat. So, yeah, once things start getting pressured, it's really, you got to go with what you're most confident in on the end of your rod, and then, you know, start getting sporty with the places that you're fishing.
Well, there you go. And, you know, folks, we love questions on the Articulate Fly. You can email them to us or DM us on social media, whatever's easiest for you. And if we use your question, I will send you some Articulate Fly swag. And we're going to enter a drawing for some cool stuff from Ellis at the end of the season. And Ellis, I have to ask you, was the Easter Bunny able to pick up those pastel colored bucktails?
He picked up a few. There's still a bunch left. I think between, you know, the handful of releases and a couple other folk putting tails out, you know, there's not a crazy demand. I also didn't push them too hard, but still got some good tails left. And I got this shaddy gray that I always think every color is just bananas. Shaddy gray, some purples, some yellows, but, you know, but typical natural range. But still a bunch of grade threes and fours, and I think maybe even a one or two squirting around in there.
Yeah, and also, too, we know spring break, so people are distracted. So, you know, folks, remember, we've got two great opportunities in our Patreon community on the Articulate Fly. One of them will get you a discount on some of Ellis's bucktails, but there's another one where you get $100 per year credit off a trip with Ellis. And Ellis, before I let you hop, I got you again with the pun. Why don't you let folks know where they can find you, talk fishing, and get on your guide calendar?
Yeah, you can follow along with a portion of the flies that I tie and fish on Instagram at Ellis Ward Guides, and my website is ellisswardflies.com. Best way to book a trip and fastest way to connect with me is my cell phone. Text or call at 513-543-0019.
Well, there you go. Well, listen, folks, we've got some great weather coming on the other side of the system. You owe it to yourself to get out there and catch a few. Tight lines, everybody. Tight lines, Ellis.
Appreciate it, Marv.